Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I thought the game of the day yesterday was that Tennessee-Houston game.
Yep, no question.
I mean, it was incredible to watch. Obviously, the game went to overtime. Derrick Henry continues to look like a man amongst boys. I mean, that really is. He's incredibly fast. He's incredibly strong. And even when you know he's getting the football, you can't stop him.
I think the most impressive thing, that 94-yard touchdown run he had yesterday, is that, you know, you look at him, he's so big. I mean, he's not really your prototypical running back. You know, I mean, most of the great running backs have not been this guy who, I don't know how tall he is, but he's a big guy. And, you know, you figure, okay, you know, smash mouth, power back, which is what he is. But he's fast. I mean, that's unbelievable. The combination of speed and power is, you know, Jimmy Brown-esque. I'll say that. It really
is. He's the whole package. In an era in which we devalue running backs, look at him and wonder, boy, if you took him away from the Tennessee Titans, what are they? Yeah. You know, and that's not a knock on everyone else. To me, it's how important he is. I mean, watching him in overtime, watching him throughout this game, they can't stop him. I mean, look at, on a third and goal from the three, they run a wildcat to Derrick Henry where they're announcing to the world.
That's what they're doing.
This is the guy you got to stop. And they still can't stop him.
Yep.
I mean, they could call the play out to them and say, look, Derrick Henry's getting the football. You ready? They still can't stop him. He's incredible. He really is incredible to watch.
Yep.
There were two things from this game that are fascinating. Number one, the brilliant Vrabel play. Here's what it was. When Houston had the football up by a point, obviously the clock is a big factor because he's looking and saying, I got to save time. I got to get the football back eventually. And Houston had a second and one, and it was right around the three-minute mark. And he kind of figures, look, they're going to get a first down. So he purposely, and it certainly looked this way, purposely sent a 12th man on the field to take an intentional 12 men on the field penalty. Give him the first down, because you're going to get it anyway, and it stops the clock. So he bought a free timeout by committing a penalty.
That is very Belichickian, that's for sure.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, I love watching football, and I love thinking of all these strategies. It's like 10 times ahead of me. It's 10 times ahead of everybody watching. Like, I never even put that in my head of, you know what you should do? Commit a penalty on purpose to stop the clock with 3 minutes to go. Hey, it's second and one anyway. They're going to get a first down. The odds are we're not stopping them, so let's do it. And it worked, and it's not the first time we've seen Mike Vrabel do this. A guy, he's proven to be a hell of a head coach, that's for sure.
No question. What'd you think of Crennel's decision? Wow. To not just kick the extra point to give him an 8-point lead, but try to put the game away by getting the two to put him up by nine. What'd you think of that?
So I got to admit, again, I loved it. I liked it.
No, no. I would say yes and no in this situation. You know what I mean? I would say, you know, maybe the smarter move was taking the 8-point lead there. Maybe.
Well. Okay, so I look at it this way, and this is why I thought it was a good gamble, even though clearly it didn't work, obviously. We know what ended up happening.
Right.
If I kick the extra point, okay, and they march down the field, there's still a very good chance that they're going to tie the game anyway.
There's a chance, right.
They're going to tie the game anyway. If I go for two and fail, I know the game's going to be tied if they score a touchdown. So it goes from good chance to I know it. If I go for two and I convert, the football game is over.
Yeah,
I have a chance to win the game in this moment. And there's something very appealing about that, knowing my two other options, or what ends up happening, the two other possibilities, lead me to the same place, which is overtime. Yeah. That's where it leads you.
Yeah.
It's not a lock that, look, they're going to convert on a two-point conversion. I know it's certainly not a lock, but I think it would have been likely. Because don't you think Tennessee is going to do the exact same damn thing they've done all day, which is go stop a running back that you can't stop?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you would think so. I mean, the guy only rushed for 212 yesterday, whatever.
I forget who was doing the game, because who was doing the game was killing it. I mean, it was really hard on Romeo Crennel how it was an awful decision. And I thought it was cool because he was so passionate about it. Sometimes you don't see that in the broadcast booth, so that was cool. But I just disagree. I love the idea of just, let's win the game right now. Let's just do it now. No messing around. Game over.
Tennessee's a legitimate Super Bowl team. Ryan Tannehill, it's unbelievable how well. Now, look, he's helped by the fact he's got a great coach, like you said. He's got that, you know, absolute stud running the football for him. And they got a good defense there. So, but, I mean, Ryan Tannehill, he's playing like a Pro Bowl quarterback.
I know.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And that's even more of an indictment on just how a brutal coach Adam Gase is.
Yes, it makes me root for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, of course.
When I watch him.
Of course it does. Well, why not?
Makes me say, yeah, you see what you missed? And by the way, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it was Rich Gannon who was going crazy.
Oh, is that who it was, Rich Gannon?
Yeah, and you know, I watched all these games kind
Who's
of
Who's that, Gumbel
together.
With him? Is Greg Gumbel with him? Is that the guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Problem is, you watch all these games, I forget who's calling what.
Right.
I mean, was really crushing Romeo Crennel, which is fine. It's his opinion. I love it. I mean, I like hearing that because sometimes you don't get anything out of the booth. So he certainly gave you something. Now, how about you? All right, let's talk.
Well, about let me tell you, the knockout pool, I was so lucky yesterday. Just to give you this story, I got two picks left on the knockout pool. I was going to go with New England in one of my picks. I was going to go with them, but and I was going to go. I really wanted to go New England Indianapolis, which is what I had told you initially. But I got two picks. I could not put Indianapolis and New England on the same side because I had used the Colts already on one side. And I'd use New England on the same side, so I could not go in the same area with both of them. So I'm talking to you, and this is like Friday afternoon, because you're doing all the legwork for me because of my my brilliant technological ability. So, you know, you're putting this stuff in for me. So we're talking about it, and at this point, we're thinking, boy, you know, they shut the facility down for the Patriots. You know, I wasn't 100%. I'm pretty sure about Cam, but you know, God knows I'm not putting a knockout pick on Brian Hoyer. Anyway, as we get to the end of the discussion, I'm not sure about the Patriots. I'm like, maybe they're not playing this game. You know what? Just give me the Colts, and I'll take the Chiefs in the other one. And that's how it went down. And then you said, well, give me a call if you're going to – you got to 1 o'clock on Sunday. Give me a call if you want to change the pick. And I was thinking, and I'm thinking about, should I call Evan? I'm really a little concerned about this. I really feel better about New England. And I'm thinking, and I said, you know what? You made the call already. Don't mess with it. Because generally now, you know, that's to me that now you get to a point where it's bad karma. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I said, whatever. Just leave it. And so next thing I know, the Colts are down 21-0. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Are you serious? I didn't take the Patriots. And then as time goes on, you know, well, we know what happened. The Colts come all the way back to win the game, and New England loses.
They just lose.
So
they
got very fortunate with that. We'll see what happens with the Chiefs on the other side. But I got very, very fortunate with the Colts yesterday on a couple different levels.
Yeah. I'm stunned by what happened to the Patriots, though. I mean, they really
got beat up. Oh, how could you not?
I mean, Brandon McManus.
Six field goals?
Yeah.
They lose six, not even a touchdown against them. Six field goals.
I know. McManus with the golden toe, essentially. I wonder about the Patriots. I mean, I still kind of, my knee-jerk reaction is to trust them. It's still only October.
It's early.
They've dealt with a lot the last few weeks. I mean, Denver, I know that Drew Lock wasn't awesome, but they did get their quarterback back. I don't know.
You know what New England doesn't? New England does not have as great a coach as Bill is. And look, I wouldn't dismiss that they're still going to find their way into the playoffs. I mean, how could we ever? But New England, they don't have a lot on that team. There's not a lot, especially in the skill position area. They don't have a lot there, bro.
Well, it's the same issue they had last year.
Yep.
I mean,
essentially,
that's the same problem. We saw Cam Newton show. He's one of their best receivers. That's what he showed.
Yeah, right.
And the Indianapolis thing, look, I give Philip Rivers credit. Philip
Rivers,
he hasn't looked good. I mean, I said this on Saturday, I think, to Ralph and Belleville, who called up. I said, you know what? Jacoby Brissett's probably better right now. I mean, let's be honest. He probably is. To Philip Rivers' credit, he played a hell of a game. They back. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals. So it was a big, much-needed win.
And Cincinnati had a chance. They're driving late in this game. And Burrow threw a big pick there to seal the win with about, I don't know, was it 40-something seconds maybe left in the game?
Yeah, right.
Something
in that
like that, to end the game. I tell you, when they came back, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Colts scored right before halftime to make it 24-21. And at that point in the game, I was like, I was starting to feel pretty good that the Colts were going to win the game now. I got to tell you, at that point, I know they kicked the field goal to go ahead 27-21 Cincinnati. But when the Colts scored before halftime and cut it to three, I was feeling pretty good at that point.
Yep. Impressive win by the Chicago Bears.
How about the Bears, man? How about them?
Well, defensively, they look great. They still don't have their offense going, and the hope is that they'll get it to work with Nick Foles, who I thought was for the most part. But defensively, they've played tremendous, and now they find themselves in first place in the NFC North. But that was a good win going into Carolina and beating them the way they did.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody had the Bears 5-1 after six games, I'll tell you that.
No, and you got, when you talk about disappointments this year, how about the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, my God.
You're playing a wounded Falcon team. Kirk Cousins, and this is funny because this is not something you'd be thinking about, but Kirk Cousins was the hot fantasy play this week. You know, the Falcons.
Is that right? Was he really?
Of course, the Falcons give up a ton of points. Quarterback stats against the Falcons are through the roof. Yeah, Kirk Cousins is capable of a big game here and there. And he comes in and throws three interceptions in the first half of the game, including, I think, an interception on the first play of the game. It was either the first play of the game or the second play of the game, right out of the gate. And Atlanta, you know, maybe they're inspired because Dan Quinn's gone. They go out, and I know Dalvin Cook is hurt. I get it. But still, that's a brutal loss for the Minnesota Vikings as the Falcons pounded them 40-23.
Well, the Falcons are a better team than the 0-5 start. I mean, how many, they blew that game to the Cowboys. You know, they had a couple very close calls, early. They had another game. Wasn't it the Bears? Didn't they have a big lead? That was the Bears. They had a big lead against the Bears earlier in the year. Wound up blowing that game when Foles came in to take over, right?
Yep, for, they blew that game.
For Trubisky.
Dallas and Chicago, they blew both games back-to-back.
Yeah. Right. So we know the Falcons are better than an 0-5 team. But, the Vikings have been a major disappointment.
Oh,
no question.
Colossal. Yep. Colossal. I mean, this is a team that you looked at and said they can win this division. And that Kirk Cousins contract's been a disaster. Let's face it.
Yeah. Thank God the Jets didn't sign him. Could you imagine if McCagnan would have had his way and brought this guy in? If he would have took the Jet money?
You know what, though? Looking at the way things are right now, what the hell difference would it have been?
I guess it couldn't have been worse, right?
What would we be talking about right now?
We'd be talking about Trevor Lawrence.
They'd be in the same boat.
Right. You're right. You're right.
I give the Eagles credit for coming back on the Ravens, but I don't know if you saw this, and certainly I paid attention to it for fantasy reasons. It's 17-0, and Carson Wentz finds Miles Sanders in the end zone for an easy touchdown, and he flat out drops it.
Well, I was paying attention because that was I had the Eagles in my picks, and as it turned out, that was my only win, and the Eagles came back to cover the number.
That's right. And almost won
the game. I had the Panthers and I had the Giants who didn't cover the number. They were 2.5-point favorites and they didn't cover.
So you got a little cover out of the Eagles out of that, which I'm sure you weren't confident about at 17-0 when Miles Sanders is dropping touchdowns.
Not at all.
That's the second straight week the Eagles have done that where they fall behind and then have these ferocious comebacks. By the way, you know, I was intrigued by Steelers-Browns. I really was. I said, it's going to be a good test for the Browns.
What a
mismatch that turned out to be.
Pittsburgh's pretty good. God. First time since the 1978 Super Bowl championship team that the Steelers have started 5-0.
And they're legit. Now, they did lose Devin Bush.
They did lose that, and that's a serious injury, Devin Bush, right?
Yep, to ACL. He's done for the
season. Oh, is that what it is? I didn't hear it. ACL, okay. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Baker Mayfield was terrible. Odell Beckham Jr. was pouting on the sidelines. It was just an all-out
disaster. Mayfield got hurt in this game, too, didn't he? Did he get banged up a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was his ribs that are banged up. Yep. And the Packer game really surprised me, too. I've only had one pick so far in our pick segment because I got the two Monday night games. I'm all in on both games tonight. And I thought Green Bay would win this game. And up 10-0, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And then Aaron Rodgers
threw the pick six, and that turned the whole game around.
The pick six turns the whole thing. But, you know, at that point, okay. That's 10-7. Right. Threw a pick six. Right. He rarely does it.
Then he almost threw another one. He almost threw another pick six in his game.
He did. Well, he almost did. I mean,
Right.
Mike Edwards, I think, was the guy who picked him off after a tip. I think that was off Devontae Adams. That even shouldn't have been an interception.
Right.
That was the pass off Adams' hands.
Right.
And
right.
it just like ends up in the. So, you know, it was one of those interceptions where not really on the quarterback, but Edwards almost got to the end zone. He almost had two pick sixes
almost.
In the same game.
Yep.
But it turned out not to matter because the Buccaneers beat the daylights out of him.
They beat him up. Gronkowski finally scored a touchdown in this game. They got a pretty good. I'll tell you one thing about the Bucs. They got a pretty good defense. Their defense is pretty good.
No, you
not
know
bad.
What's happening now. You know what's happening. I'm telling you right now.
Steve McClendon's over there now, too.
Well,
they got
Steve McClendon.
He's reunited with Todd Bowles now.
I'm sure he's excited. But speaking of Todd, he is about to become, if he isn't already, the
hottest coaching candidate.
Yes.
God, good luck.
I'm telling you.
No, that's fine. He's not coming to our team, so that's fine.
I know.
Let him go wherever they want him to go. You know?
I know that. And I had the Rim Niner game on, but like I said, my focus was on the World Series last night.
That's a good win for the Niners. I'm a little surprised they handled it because they really pretty much dominated this game. I mean, I'm surprised they handled the Rams as well as they did last night, honestly.
Well, Jimmy played
Cooper
a lot
Kupp
better,
had a tough game, man. He dropped some passes. He dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone. Should have been a TD. You know, was it the sharpest night for the Rams last night?
And Jimmy Garoppolo had a big bounce
he
back.
He did. Yep.
Good for them. That's a good win. That's a big win for them to get to 3-3.
And what a great division that. I mean, that division is just, you know, everybody's good. Everybody's good in the NFC West. Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about the NFL where you've got some divisions, and we know which ones, like the NFC East, where right now, and things can change, but right now everybody looks awful. And then you got a team like the NFC West where all four teams at moments feel like playoff teams.
And even the AFC North is pretty good. I mean, you got a 5-0, a 5-1, and a 4-2.
Yep.
And the Bengals are, you know, I'll say this about the Bengals. They're a live team. They're live.
Yes.
I don't expect much from them this year, but they're a dangerous team with Joe Burrow.
A part of why they're not going to finish, you know, 2-14 again.
No, they're going to be better than that.
One of those contenders to get the number one overall pick. Right now, the race for the number one overall pick is not a race. I mean, it is merely a formality. That's the way it feels 6 weeks into the season.
Well, right now, the Jets aren't even a professional team. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, right now, they're not even that, bro.
No, you're right. Unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.